Warning, the host of this show has been known to be patently offensive, using words such as...
Fuck shit. Fucking ass. Bullshit. Bitch.
And phrases such as...
You goddamn son of a bitch.
While ranting on about subjects like...
Angel dust, switchblades,
politics, and...
sexually perverse photography exhibits involving tennis rackets.
So, if you are easily offended or have small children in the room, please turn the stream off now. Thank you.
Tonight, a united nation goes forward with the determination to win this war and bring about a just and enduring peace.
But
we cannot win our war or make our peace unless we understand the
Sean Kennedy was just the guy who started talking to people all over the world through an internet radio station called Rant Radio. Eventually, thousands of people all over the world would listen to him talk every Monday night about things that were happening in the world and the things that were going to happen. You see, Sean wasn't governed by anyone or anything. What he screamed into the internet was there for all to see. But that was when we still had rights and freedoms.
There are not enough of you to shoot us all.
We are the next. You are the few swaggering countries. There's no room in a decent world for you and your kind. We little people, thousands, millions of us, will join together and crowd you out of our world.
It's time for the Sean Kennedy Show, episode number 63, and welcome to the world. Everyone out there in the arts tonight who happened to tune in, and everyone tuned in over Showcast all over the world, internationally and other nationally, and intergalactically, and God knows where else this thing's being broadcast at. But we don't know yet if we're actually on shortwave radio yet. Do we know if we've got
any... I haven't heard any confirmation.
Come on, yet. There's got to be somebody out there who's got a shortwave radio thing, who's not doing anything on Monday nights, who wants to rebroadcast our show. I mean, come on.
There must be.
Come on, there's got to be somewhere. I want to get shortwave.
Come on.
I'm your host, Sean Kennedy. This is my co-host, Samarian.
Welcome one and all.
One and all to the Sean Kennedy Show. Tonight's topic is, I need a job. Actually, well, more importantly, no one ever gets up in the morning and says, I need a job. What I want is money. Because right?
Job
says,
equals money.
You know, it's not like people are really rich and sitting around being all fat, sitting by their swimming pool going, you know,
I need a job.
I just don't feel especially filled in my life without a job. I need a job and something. That'd be really good, you know. And I don't have many talents, but, you know, like the good book says, you got to push with the rod God gave you.
That's right. And what do you have, Sean?
I can talk. Yes, I have the ability to not
and
shut
talk
up.
And talk.
Some more. If war could be solved by talks, I would be the heavy artillery.
You'd be the ambassador of the world.
I would be ambassador of Earth. They should make me ambassador of Earth. That way when we
the representative of Earth.
Yeah. Seriously, that'd be
so
tight.
When they come, when,
so when they come,
when you're
like,
come.
We are here to help you with your new technology. No, what you're going to do is you're going to give us your technology right now, and we'll consider whether or not we'll be friends with you. Oh, okay. And then we invade and take their homeland.
It's like pretty good technology here.
And they're like, no, you are warlike people. What? You don't watch CNN? You didn't know this?
You didn't catch it?
I'm like, human. What are you, crazy? We're a bunch of bloodthirsty psychos. Yeah, break, man.
We've been beaming it into space for 50 years. Haven't you seen it?
Haven't you seen the first thing we ever beamed out? You know what it was? Hitler. Yeah. Thanks for coming out.
Hitler was the first broadcast. He was,
yeah, he was
doing the games, the Olympics, 1932 or something, Olympics. And
28.
Yeah. Isn't that 38? Oh, yeah.
Second World War.
Yeah, maybe
no,
38.
I don't know how long Hitler was in power.
It wasn't 32. No, that's
wasn't
way
32,
early.
But, you know, moon meaning, way to be, something to do. Anyway, so welcome to the show. This is going through the IRC tonight. Here's our buddy.
Show number 62.
Show number 62, and we got 102 people at the start of the show.
And that's 48 away from Sean not saying your name.
You're only 48 people away from me not reading this out anymore. So
keep on going.
Word. Who's in the show tonight? We got Punk of Evil, Shade, Smokey not here. He's not here?
No, he's not here tonight.
What happened to him?
Family. Family's coming in.
Oh, that's not cool.
No, he says it's all cool, though. It's good family.
Okay.
This time.
Snake Zandad, Pyro, African Love Turtle, and his mom is African Love Turtle, Alien Baronary, Alan Zero, Alpha 736, Angelica, CZ91, Angry Monkey, Apanthropy, Barcode, Beef in 1911s, Binary Gnostic, Blung, the devourer of chickens. No, the devourer of Furbies, who's righteous and is mine. Citizen Steely Dion, Communist in a Can, Copper Dog, Kyle 23, Cygnus, Dancing Monkey, Dastard Away, Delamorta, Delusion, Disconduct, Doctor, Zodiac, Droopy, Duel, Doobster, Fester, D Penis, Fester's Revenge, Pause, G.I. Jill, God Hates Me, Garka, Guardian Super Chicken, H.K. Sean's Ambition.
Interesting.
H.K. Sean's Ambition.
Is that
ambition?
Like Hong Kong? Sean's Ambition?
Well, I was just looking at Heckler H-K. And Koch, and I was just thinking about how much I like Heckler and Koch.
That could be it.
Maybe they're talking about that. I don't know. Homestar Runner, Jazzman, Judging Eagle, K16, Kaizal, Katana, Kello, Kexler, Kindling Boy, Lentium, Lento, Lorax, Marvy, Meow Meow King, Method, Mick J, Music God, ICQ100.
Wow, this list is long.
Neuralized Paladin, Passive Eugenics, Persistent Object, Profitable Cycle, Quip, Ratfucker, Ratsputin, Rogue Three Rose, Rumbling Sky, Sapphire, Esk Listening at Work, SG Listening at Work, Shadows, Slayers, cool. Sideslide, Sir Dark Scavenger, SKVM, SKTFM 44, Data Stalkers, Pudley, Star Baby, Stats, Sifil, Stouty Cheese, The Bug, Templar Knight, Transistor, Trotsky's Ghost, Turmoil, Terrell, Tweaked. Taranzing, Kicking Ass, Vampire This Morning, Wi-Fi Girl, Wildcard, WS Ninja, Wildcard, hey buddy, WS Ninja, World War One, Russian Paratroopers, Zenobia, Zootroy, Soul Trance, DJ Species, Intricate, and Alter Ego. In 2 weeks...
Sorry, 63. Show number 63, sorry.
Is it 63?
Yeah, I messed up. Somebody corrected me.
Okay, anyway.
In 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, Zenobia is going to be homeless.
Oh, no, out in the street.
Yeah, she's going to be outless in the street, and she's cute. So, if anyone wants to have a cute chick live at their house, mention it to Zenobia. I don't know the details. All I know is she's going to be homeless in a couple of weeks. And we can't have homeless wogs, because
sure,
homeless wogs kill people.
That's right, they
get
angry.
It's true, they do. They're out in the street, and they're like, well, looks like I don't have a home. Going to have to start shooting people. Hey, man, you want to buy some grass? I'm so happy you said that. Thud.
Got to get money somehow.
Raffle, raffle, raffle. Hey, man, you want to buy some drugs? Oh, man, you're right on time. Hang on. I got to reload here. So it's a good time. Glad everyone's here. Who else did I speak to? I spoke with, what's his name? Where is he? I believe it's Blung. Was it Blung?
That's a new name.
Blung? It's either Blung or Homestar Runner. Homestar Runner is another guy, but there's Blung. It's one of those two, but there's a guy who's talked to me, and I forwarded the email on to you. I don't know if you had a chance to read it yet. But
I skimmed over a couple.
There's a guy doing an online animation. Like it's a downloadable internet cartoon.
Using
Flash Animation. I don't know what he's using.
Okay.
He's using Flash, might be using something else. But he wants me to make a special appearance in his cartoon.
Okay,
so
sure.
Apparently Earth gets attacked and Sean leads the logs against the
That's an appearance? Sounds like more of a starring role.
Well, it's an appearance. You
right.
know, I'm sure it's like an epic
type
thing. This
is an animation, so...
Yeah, so it won't have to be me, but I'll do the voices.
Right.
So I'll be like...
you know. So you have to say something?
And the guy was like... No, not yet. He's going to give me all the details. Like, it's going to be like scripted.
It's not like ready right now. Let's do it right now.
Which
Sean, you're on.
Which is why. Yeah. Oh, okay. Which is how we did our commercials. Which, speaking of which,
yes.
Commercials.
The guy has got them. Casey Saul.
Okay.
He has received them.
Yes. And you know
he's
going to
get word back.
Do you know which one he said he's going to play for me? Which one he wants to play?
Christian one.
No. Which
one? Where you read out the book?
Which one does he want to play?
Oh, he wants to play the last one, number 16.
The one
we don't want him to play.
The one with the machine gun?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, the machine gun one.
Ooh.
Yeah, where I stand there and I'm dressed.
There's nothing really illegal about it. It's just a little bit morally wrong during the sensitive time.
I'm just describing the art of mowing people down with a machine gun in a crowded environment.
And during warlike times, it might be important.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and there's worse than
we
that.
We could be invaded on our homeland, and we might need to know.
Go check out the War Channel, man. Go check out the War Channel.
There's people.
On the History Channel, there's ex-Nazis, and there was one guy on a show, I swear to God, he said, and we could not have stopped on our retreats back through to kill the people as we would have liked. I mean, as we would have been ordered. Yeah. Like, holy crap,
yes,
dude.
Ordered.
Ordered. We're just following
orders?
Yeah. Following orders.
He wants to play that one.
Yeah, so it's not...
Well, good luck!
it's not Homestar Runner. People are going off, oh, it's going to be Homestar Runner! Which I have no idea what that is. I'm sorry, but...
Oh, it's a cartoon.
No, it's not that one.
Would be amazing.
That would be amazing, but it's not that one. He's doing another one, which is, like, just as Homestar Runner is a cartoon.
You know that Strong Bad emails from Strong Bad. This guy comes up in the cartoon. He types emails back and forth. It is massive on the internet.
Oh, really?
That would be amazing if it was that.
Yeah, but it's not.
But it's not.
Because I'm not that big.
No Slash Top for us. No I'm Star Runner for us.
No. I've seen us mentioned on Slash Top before, though. I've actually done a search
for... Deep thread.
Deep thread. Deep down somewhere.
Where we get, like, 5 hits off it. But, woo-hoo! You know...
But that's
everything
fine.
Counts. That's 5 more people
that's
that
right.
knew about us before.
So it's all good. It's all... What the hell?
What? That's the old show.
No, I'm looking at... Oh, I know what that is.
Oh, God, that's awful.
Yes.
Get it off your screen. It may imprint.
Yes. It's Epatrophy's nipple burned into some monitor. Which, I think people with a lot of hair on their chest are a little scary. Like, I hope Epatrophy's a man. I really do, because if that's a woman, well...
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah. We would all buy Nair for Epatrophy if she was a woman.
That would be your birthday present.
Here you go.
Happy birthday.
Have a great big fat razor. How do you get in the IRC? Tonight, Sim.
Well, if you want to chat and push it over the 150 mark so we don't have to read out names anymore.
What do you mean we, white man? You're the guy sitting over there going, yeah, just make sure the stream works.
Sit back, yeah, keeping up the music level at the right volume.
Do. Don't mind me, blah, blah, blah.
You go to the webpage, rantradio.com, click on community, click on chat, you're in there easily, or you can download like mirc.com and go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel.
Cool.
That's very cool.
And if you want to get in touch with us now, I've had some people send me some really cool art.
Because we like people touching us.
Which, what?
Huh?
Because we
oh
like
my
people
God.
Touching us. Rob, if you wish to rub your genitalia against me.
Email us.
Email us here at angrymonkey. No, what you want to do is you want to email info@ramradio.com, and if you got art,
if you got news stories, send them to Sean.
News, Sean.
Multimedia,
Sean,
Sim.
Sean is a lot like news, only spelled backwards.
And, very close. Yeah,
and multimedia is like Sim, because there's two M's in his name.
Got that?
Sim... Sean! Okay. News comes to me. All pictures. Multimedia, for those of you who are too stupid to know what multimedia
people
is.
People send news items to me. I hope Sean mentions this on the show. Well, Sean's not going to mention it on
Sean's
the show.
Sean's not going to mention
it. Because you're sending
nothing.
It to me.
If you keep sending it to me.
Sean's email address is theman.
theman@rantradio.com. That's where you get me. And
mine's info@rantradio.com. That's the rest.
And it's really funny, actually, because there's a couple of people in my life who are taking it upon themselves to try to play little games with me.
Games are fun.
Yeah.
Like.
Now, like, for example, like, they're trying to start, like, signing up and spam me and attack me over the internet. And things like that. Which
welcome to the wonderful world of being known on the internet.
No, that's just it. It's not these people. These are people who, like, found out some stuff about me from where I work security. And they're doing that.
These are real life people.
Yeah, these are real life people who know me and stuff. So they have this funny thing that's wrong with them in their head.
Yes.
Where they don't think I'll be like, oh no, I got people messing with me online. What am I gonna do? Oh,
wait.
No, there's people.
I got a gun.
Wait, I know 10,000 people who all think I'm okay. And right now, they're still going,
knock one of us down, 10,000 will stand up.
Sean, I couldn't help but notice, about 20 minutes ago, you said that there was some people causing problems, and I really enjoy my Monday nights. And I can't, you know, it just... Let us know.
I wouldn't want to miss my Monday night.
Nothing's going to happen here. I just want to know who they are. That's all it is, you know. Just tell them name, and I'm sure that it can be handled without any problems. You know what I'm saying here? You know, seriously. And they have something wrong with their heads, which I'm not going to do.
I don't think they fathom.
No.
The whole big picture.
They don't really get it, but that's okay.
Because they're real life people.
Yeah, but
they've never visited the online
That's kind of funny. But if you want to not make my life awkward, you can get me at theman.rantradio.com.
Yeah.
And, of course, we here at Rant Radio still need your help. Yes.
We do, badly.
So if
as big as we seem, we're not that big.
We're not that big
yet. We need to be bigger.
We've come to number 69. 69, which is a good place to be.
It is. It's a comfortable place.
It is a comfortable place. Except to that point where, are you having a good time? Are you having a good time?
I'm having a good time.
Sorry. Oh, no, I blew it.
Yeah. We're in the Shoutcast listings, number 69. We're
69.
Moving up the chart.
We went up
to
75.
It's very hard to move. Yeah, 75 like 3 weeks ago.
Not even. Like at this rate, well, 3 weeks, we moved 6 spots, so it'll take us another 2 years.
It's much harder. It's a parabolic curve or whatever the hell.
It's a parabolic?
Hyperbolic curve. it's some math thing.
Scott!
It's some mathy kind
of thing. Oh, my God, my co-host is George Bush. I've been misunderquoted.
What? Don't quote me.
I've made good quotes in the past. I will make good quotes in the future.
You're very
Photoshop tonight.
Danger.
Tonight's Photoshop. We need babes. Yes, we have no babes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, you know.
Do they have to keep it clean? What kind of babes?
Well, we can't have porn.
No.
We cannot have nipples. We cannot have crotch. Sure. No nipples.
Sexiness, though.
Sexiness is there.
Oh, yeah.
Cinema has a propensity for long, black-haired chicks. What's the name of that chick you like? The one who was in that movie with, the one on your screensaver. What's her name?
Her name. Actually, I put a new one up.
Oh, yeah.
That's a nice one.
Claire
Forlani. Forlani. So, she was in Meet Joe Black.
So, yeah. She's got that kind
and
of...
And like, Mystery Men.
Oh, yeah. She was the waitress.
She was
a waitress. She wouldn't look good in that.
No, it was a throwaway role.
Yeah, she was kind of better in Meet Joe Black.
But
she's got those kind of like...
She's got crazy eyes.
She's got like a I really want to touch you eyes. Like, that's
she's
not what
she really says. Downward slope, and then it curves in at the end. It's like crazy eyes.
If her eyes were any more crazy, I'd have to stick an ass in her face.
There'd be something wrong with her if they were any more crazy.
Yeah, I met a goth chick like that one time. I turned a corner, and there was a goth chick there. And it was actually so brutal that I actually went, ah! When I turned the car around, I was like, oh, my God! You know? And the only time that I've ever done that is was down in a shop in Vancouver called Cabbages and Kicks. And there's like this warning. You walk through this archway and there's a warning, you know, fetish wear or something. Which I thought was kind of sad, you know. Kind of
neat.
But
right.
It shouldn't have said warning fetish wear. It should say warning hardcore Cenobite freak. And I'm like, okay, so I walk in and I turn and there's a guy. And he's got like this dog collar with like 9-inch spikes sticking out of the dog collar. And his hair looked like the Statue of Liberty's crown, only without it. And he had like... enough steel in his face, seriously, it like I don't know how his face stayed on. That's how much steel was in his face.
It would take a half hour to go through the airport detectors.
Oh, my God. I don't know how you do that. Like, the guy had 10 pounds of steel in his face. Okay.
To prepare the night before to go on an airport.
Heavy tattoos, like wearing like a leather bra, these pants.
He was fully into it.
Oh, my gosh. And I walk in and I turn and I see him and I go, ah! And he looks at me and I go, ah! Ah! And I coughed.
Got a cough there.
And I literally had to do that. Like, I was like, Jesus Christ!
It's like too much all at once.
You know, I was half expecting him to be like, help me, I just wandered in here by mistake.
I don't know where.
They just attacked
you
me.
See my mom.
You know, I can't go back to the village looking like this. The elders will shun me.
I need metal in my face.
You know, look at all the steel in my face. The scars don't heal. You know, holy cow.
So we need rant radio babes, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, thank you. We need rant radio babes, and they don't have to be all female.
No, the females out there that have a propensity for Photoshop can do some rant radio.
Some
male babes, I guess.
Like Vin Diesel babes.
I'll close my eyes and put them on the page.
Sure, whatever. We just need Photoshopped rant radio promotional booth babes. Our virtual
booth babes. So for when we get a booth.
Well, we don't have a booth. We have our own little virtual booth on the web.
And that's what it'll be. Virtual booth babes for rant radio.
Virtual,
there we go.
That's what it is.
Virtual booth babes.
Yeah, nipple.
Beba, okay. Bebo.
No nipples. Bebo. No nipples, no crotch. And that doesn't mean you can just have two people having sex with no nipples and no crotch showing. That doesn't work either.
And I want to thank... Transistor. For making a script. For the Photoshops. Because now I can just sort of dump them in a directory, and they just go up.
Wow.
That's nice.
How do you know that your fans really think you're doing, that you don't do your job? Sam, I just thought I'd make your life easier.
Well,
you
it does.
Suck.
It takes a long time to put
That's
those
very cool, though.
Because I have to resize them. I got to put the code in for every single picture. Now I just dump them. They're automatically up.
Wow, that's sweet.
And it takes a day. Like, right away, I just
So that means that all the Photoshops are up now.
Yes, they are.
Woo!
Right away. It's so easy.
Nice. Matt, you shouldn't have sent it to anybody. Because now they know that
they're
like,
still gonna send
hey,
them in
Sam,
anyway.
Sam.
You haven't put the show on Photoshop. It's an hour after the show.
And you got it. You got that script. What's wrong with you?
Wait, do you need it easier?
What's wrong? How about we just cut you out? We'll make a virtual Sim. And he does everything. So
and I need some information. You know the one where I'm holding a knife and I just cut the cake?
Yeah.
I don't know what show that was in, and instead of me listening through,
well, it would have been the one right after
shows.
It would have been the one right after the
maybe.
Yeah, it would have been because you put the pictures up.
Okay, I can look into that. Can somebody confirm that then?
Yeah, all right. The Photoshop
what
that
number
I said, Sim. Yeah, it was one of the first ones where I photoshopped.
That was
I said, Photoshop Sim, because he's got a knife. Ha, ha, ha.
Yep. That was the real first Photoshop. The unofficial one was that monk, burning monk one. So I need burning monk inspiration.
Yeah, well, I just said conviction, the power of one, which I'm going to make a fountain of that outside my house. I want to have one of those gas fountains and have like
sweet.
A big monk and it'll be all cast in bronze burning in the middle
that
of a fountain.
Too sweet.
That'd just be tight. Anyway, Which isn't the same.
At night, you can turn it to flames. In the day, it can be
No, it'll be burning all the time. No, it'll be burning all the time, but he'll be in a dish floating in water. So, and people will go to my house and say, Conviction, the power of one with this burning dude in it.
And they'll just collapse to their knees and
cry. They'll be like, wow, this guy, you know, and the Jehovah's Witnesses will stay back, which is...
Oh, yeah, that's a bonus, yeah.
So, I'm sure that after that uber-long show last week, which I received huge, huge email about that interview, because that interview was tight.
It was very... Very cool.
That was a super cool guy.
And he was very cool about it, too, which is the big bonus.
Well, you know, he's like, even when he was saying the UFO, when the UFO Roswell expert going, man, UFO people are hokey. You know, I mean, I'm sure it was a pretty refreshing interview for him, and I'm like, okay, let's cut the shit, okay?
Yeah.
Like, what are you really?
He probably gets normally interviews with chimes going in the background.
La la la. So when the aliens land, should we bring them flowers?
Should we have incense burning?
Or just sit there?
Or should I just lie there and expose my throat for them? Hey, why don't you take my daughter back to the homeworld so she can be an appetizer, you little bug-eyed freak!
And people were telling me that it was pretty funny when we were off the air and the stuff we were saying.
Oh, really?
Because when we went off the air, people couldn't hear us. But in the replays,
right. They
could hear us.
Right.
Going back and forth and being our normal selves.
And just being
off
like, oh,
the
man.
Air and our normal selves.
Yeah, which is just like this.
Yeah,
we do this all the time. We're like this all the time. This is really me.
Really, really intense.
Yeah.
No.
But after the show, like, those poor people who were like, I'm a hardcore fan, I would listen, they're like, right, it's 2 in the morning, and they're in New York, and God help everyone who was overseas.
It was like 2 in the morning. Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, the show's ending, that's good. And then...
The static cuts
in. And then Tales from the Afternow cut in, and, like, guys are running around the IRC.
Oh,
and
my God!
It's back! Yes! Guess who's back? Back again. I decided that we're going to keep doing... Tales from the Afternow, because everyone would not leave me alone about it. So they're
And you know when they don't leave you alone, you did something good.
Yeah, so it's very, very, it's very satisfying that a lot of people really dug it. And they're like, no, you mustn't let it die. And I always thought, like, The Prisoner. You know, the TV show The Prisoner.
Yeah.
Or all those TV shows that are so cool. And you're like, God damn,
why did it have to end?
Why did it have to end? And then you, like, Monty Python, prime example. They did, like, 19 DVDs, and then they stopped. And then everybody, get back together.
It was getting bad.
And then, not really. Not really. And then
John Cleese was gone.
Yeah, but that's just it. John Cleese left.
Yeah.
Right? And then years later, they're like, get back together, do a reunion tour.
Yeah.
They never did. They have never done a reunion tour.
What? Well, They did after, didn't they? That wasn't during the show. Monty Python does the Hollywood Bowl. That was after. That was after the show.
That was after
Nobody
the show.
Nobody was dead at that point.
But, like, 5 years later, the demand was even bigger than when that show came out.
It just keeps getting bigger, right?
Yeah. And they could have done another tour, and they didn't.
And then somebody died.
And
that was it.
And then they're like, oh, well, I... But even up until recently, they were like, we should get back together and just do one for the fans, for the hardcore fans.
Yeah.
And Cleese was like, no, it's over. I've spent more time talking about it than I did doing it. I don't really want to be a has-been. Thank you. And I thought, geez, you know, that's really hokey.
Yeah.
You know, because it's about the fans, guy.
And Cleese is good in his own right. He doesn't have to be worried anymore about being stereotyped in... Like,
no, I mean,
Monty Python, like he already is.
Give me a break. Like, what do you think of him?
He's Q.
I mean, yeah, now he's Q.
What do you need?
Yeah,
you're Q.
Yeah, you're eternal.
I am Q.
And, I mean, the guy, any TV show, he could phone up.
Or not Q, whatever.
He could phone up any sitcom in the world and go, I want to be on your sitcom. They'll be like, right, okay. They'd be like Buffy the Vampire Slayer. They'd be on anything, Star Trek, you name it.
Yeah.
He would be a rad member of the Q continuum on Star Trek Next Generation.
Oh, that'd be
He would be tight. As some kind of a... It'd be like when Shatner did that thing with John Lithgow on... That one.
Oh,
on
I never saw that one, but I wanted to see it.
It won an Emmy.
Yeah.
It's a TV show that won an Emmy. That episode won an Emmy. It was like, oh my gosh. It was so good. But anyway.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about Tales from the Afternow.
Oh, yeah. So that was number 10.
That was number 10. Week. And tonight, after the show, we have episode 11. Do not fear. We have more Tales of the Afternow and Tales of the Afternow because we have a new show on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock when the Afternow used to be played.
So we can't play it then.
So what we're going to do is we're going to have it at the end of every show, and we are rebroadcasting it.
Yes, we are actually at the end of every show.
And so therefore,
so
at the Wednesdays...
Yeah. It's a double hit of Sean.
So now you can't go anywhere. If you listen on Wednesdays, you can actually have an extra hour.
Yeah, like noon on Wednesdays, so you get the whole thing on noon, and also Fridays at the same time as we're doing it now, and Saturdays a little bit earlier, so you get lots of
so you
check
get
the
a chance,
schedule.
You get a chance to check it out, and if you
and
enjoy
it's posted,
it,
too.
And it is.
TheAfterNow.com.
TheAfterNow.com.
We don't say that enough, but...
No, we don't.
No.
We don't, actually. We should probably say that. Also, I have finally, in essence, sold out. Well, I guess I'm sort of sold out.
No.
Is that a sellout?
No.
I don't think
I have... redefine it as not a sellout.
Okay.
I don't think I ever defined it.
So you know, so that you know what I'm talking about, you can actually, we finally got around, because if you went to the site and you looked, there was a donations tab where people could donate, but there was never anything there.
You're like, oh God, John, you're selling out.
Oh, you're selling out.
You actually want money for stuff you do?
Yeah, I know. Well, I got the PayPal account working, and it's nice. You know, God knows that, no doubt now, hordes of money will come teeming into me.
Just piles. He can't control it. He's going to have to take it offline.
Hello, Mr. Kennedy, this is PayPal. We'd like to discuss your account. No, but like seriously.
We're going to have to store it in another country for a while.
I was thinking whether, my taxes are all screwed now.
Oh, God.
I'm debating whether or not that is actually selling out. But you say no. Why?
It's your own creation.
Yes, so.
I'm relating it to the station.
Right.
I play other people's music on the station.
Oh, okay.
Did I make that music?
No.
Okay, and if I accepted money for music somebody else made?
Oh, I see.
That's not right.
That's kind of hokey.
I didn't make it.
Also, I disagree. I disagree because I don't think...
Well, there's shows on the station, too.
There's always shows, too. But that said, you don't have to give money.
No, that's true.
That's choice. Choice is key.
Yes.
The last thing I want from some starving student... Okay.
It's their last dime.
Because
right?
They can't afford to go to movies, because movies cost $30 for two people to go now.
It's insane.
It's like, I'll buy a DVD or
money.
Go see a movie. Okay.
Yep.
I don't want money from kids. I don't want money from people who are going to school. I don't want money from wage slaves, like I make a joke on the site and that. I don't want their cash.
No money from people who don't have jobs.
Yeah, I don't want that. If you got a couple of bucks and you want to support... me, because I would say, support Tales from the Afternoon. No, you're not supporting Tales from the Afternoon. I'm Tales from the Afternoon. If you want to give me money, you can for what I do. And that's the really not politically correct way to say that.
Yes, it is.
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I want money.
Yeah.
Which is sick, and I feel so
but that's
dirty
what it
saying
is.
That. It is. Which is...
Your money goes in Sean's pockets. If you don't want your money going in Sean's pockets...
Then don't donate. But to be honest, I kind of need some cash. I've determined that I'm short on dough. not that I'm critically short on dough, and this is a people beg for help. But I've decided that I'm sick of
Sean didn't take the bus here.
I didn't take the bus here. I took my car that's missing a cylinder here. sick. It's like, wow, gas prices. Oh, my God, I'm going to die. But, no.
So, it's not...
It's not
selling out.
It's not selling out, I don't think, because I give people the option. And don't, if you enjoy Tales from Afternow, you want to donate.
It's not. We're not releasing number 11 until Sean gets $50.
No,
fuck you.
No, that's not cool. That's not cool. And that's not happening either. But, okay, that's enough about that.
Yep. We've discussed that.
Yeah, I just feel
weird. Decide on your own.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, I'm after a job. I was down in the TD Tower today, up on the 20th floor of TD Tower. It's actually on the 23rd floor. Because, with a scope, and I'm like, darn, motherfucker. No. hey, peace rally. Yeah, you look good, man.
Protest this.
Protest this, brother. No, what it is I was up on the 23rd floor at a company called Ernst & Young, which are accountants, and they got a sweet office. And
you probably have to have a sweet office in the TD Tower.
Man, I'm up there and it's like, a little Zen fountain, like ding, 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 ding.
You're relaxing
ding,
while you're
and
reading.
And I'm like, wow, is this a tongue triad accountant or what the hell's the deal here? So, and I'm going down and this other dude presses a button. And it's one of those buildings that has, the television screen in the corner. So
I can
watch war updates while I'm taking the elevator, which makes me feel really safe.
It's war all the time.
War! Which it is.
It
turns out to be war! Right? Which I'm going to address that a little bit tonight, but anyway. So I'm up there, and we go to the 20th floor, and the door's open. There's these huge banners.
That's the one that has the awesome elevator, though, right? The TV
one. It's the space training elevator where you're like, you're up on the 20th floor.
That's a G rating.
Yeah, and you crap your pants on the way up.
Four.
And then you're all like weightless and crap for 13 seconds on the way down.
It's fun if you're used to it.
Oh, man, it's like you get in the elevator, and the chick in the business suit next to you is strapping herself into the bungee on the wall, and the buttons are all not like a regular elevator button. They're like those emergency equipment stop buttons that have numbers on them. You're like, bang! Seriously, I wouldn't want to be in that elevator shaft. You try to do elevator surfing.
An emergency stop's a lever.
There's like dead bugs on the top of the elevator from the force of it going up and coming down, smashing things. It's brutal in that building. Anyway, so I go to the 20th floor. It's like, wham! And I'm like, oh my God, this is hard. And the door is open, and there's these huge banners for radio stations.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh. So I wander out of the elevator, all three floors later. I'm like, hey. And there's this young girl sitting at the desk. You know, it's a nice building and everything. And I says, hi. And she goes, hello. And she looked friendly. Like, normally corporate secretaries are like these evil, you know, dominatrix in their off time.
They don't even look up.
And they, like, look at you and they're like, you homeless person, leave here. You know. And
you want to use a washroom,
and
don't you?
I'm wearing like a Perry Ellis t-shirt, so I didn't feel too bad. But my pants were a little bit dirty, so I just put my hands down to cover the ketchup stain. But anyway, so I walk up and I says, hey, is this like a radio station? She goes, actually, we're four radio stations.
We are many
radio stations. Actually, she was super nice. And she goes, yeah. And I'm like, standing there, she's staring at me. And I'm staring at her going, okay, what do I say next? And I says, well, I need a job, is what I said. And she kind of smiles at me like, you idiot. And I says, well, it's kind of like this. I've been doing this internet radio thing.
We've got a janitor.
For the last 4 years, you know, and we got it wired and spin and stuff. And I understand you guys got a
guy. We're like minimally famous.
You got like a guy talk radio station, and I have no idea how you post jobs for this kind of thing.
Right.
So she goes, oh, okay, well, our assistant program director, or APD, whatever the hell that is a guy by the name of Crosby McWilliams. And I says, oh.
Crosby McWilliams, eh?
She goes, yeah. And I said, so he's like hiring and firing or what? She goes, well, pretty much, yeah. And I said, oh, okay. So what do I do? Well, you can just drop something off for him. And I'm like, great. So I'm going to burn this show to disc and drop it off to him and say, hey, I need a job.
Give me a job.
I don't know how I'd resume all that crap up, though, because, I mean, what do I, like, Photoshop the, like what do you do? I don't know. Like, hi, I'm going to.
A picture of you and this
disc. Do you have any training? Do you have any training in audio? Well, I've been doing it for like 4 years.
I speak.
And I've got a lot of fans. I've never been to university for it, though.
Here's my references.
Yeah, if you want references, I'll tell you what.
Come in Monday night. Here's the list.
An email address, and I will give you more references than you can eat. How big's your email box?
Yeah.
What are you doing for the next hour or so? I'll tell you what, why don't you type my name in Google?
See what
and,
comes up.
And then wonder
skip
about...
Skip the band.
And skip Sean Kennedy, the band, and then, you know, wonder what will happen if you don't give me a job.
That's one way of putting it.
Now, I can't help but notice half an hour ago that I wanted a job and you said no, which I'm sure you didn't mean no. I'm sure you meant yes, because if you'd meant no, that would have been bad.
You were just nervous at the time.
Because you're very high in this building and fire trucks cannot rescue people from a building on the... Did you know anything past the 10th floor, the fire trucks cannot save people? Isn't that kind of sad? You'd think that, you know, past the 10th floor, you might have a chance. Because, you know, the really rich people on the top floors, but they don't live if it burns, right? Which I'm sure many insurance companies are very upset about. It's not an odd thing, you know? Anyway, not that that's a veiled threat or anything. You know, there's about as much chance as a public radio station giving me radio, like my own show, or even radio time, as there is of, say, I don't know, the Queen of England giving the Order of the British Empire to Insane Clown Posse.
I mean, both are just a dangerous thing to do.
Well, not really. OBE, it would just be Insane Clown Posse, OBE. It'd be ICP-OBE. ICPOBE.
The acronyms would be astounding.
The ICPOBE. You know, like, what the hell? So... Skull Crew. Oh, I'm not done yet. Hang on.
Okay.
That was what happened today.
Today.
So I'm gonna wind up like, I don't know. I'll burn this to disk. And if anybody's actually in radio or knows this McWilliams guy, you can say, hey, there's a guy coming down. Have security meet him at the door. He's insane.
You may want to give out warnings, yeah.
Oh yeah. I also,
by saying his name alone, he's getting emails right now.
Right? You think? Oh, God.
Right?
Too. Oh, yeah.
We can edit that in the studio.
That's too late now. It's already live.
God.
Hi, Sarah. Yeah, there was a guy in here, looked a little lost yesterday. Oh, yeah, you gave him my name. Yeah, yeah, you're fired, okay?
And anybody comes in here, tell him I quit.
And if Christopher Walken shows up, I don't work here. Anyway, Skull Crew sent me some really cool links, by the way.
Excellent.
And there's a Skull Crew banner support of the troops, which a lot of people are kind of torn about this whole war thing and support the troops.
It's a cool banner, nonetheless.
It's a cool banner, right. So there it is. Now, I got some feedback from Alien Binary about that iPod thing. Remember that iPod thing?
I remember you mentioning it.
Yeah, Alien Binary actually created... Well, no, he didn't create that. I don't know.
He created the iPod?
No, he didn't.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, he came back with this. I don't really feel like getting sued, so I made an iPod explanation into a simple text file. I only have it up for a little while. It contains source code for a suite that will allow iPod owner to literally dissect the machine and explore it. Because of the recent turn of politics, I'm afraid of something as innocent as an exploring piece of hardware on your own can be considered criminal. However, it is kind of however you promised it to the WOGs next week, you'd have a link, you ass. So here it is, and of course, there's the link. You can download it. It's only going to be there for a little while. And of course, you can put it on your file sharing software so no one can stop it. This isn't designed to promote piracy, which, of course, that's only put on things designed to promote piracy. The whole damn project began when I lost my hard drive. The only music I had was on my iPod, which I couldn't transfer from because of copy protection. These were songs I'd ripped from CDs and legitimately purchased.
Mm.
And I wanted a better way of getting my files back than re-ripping every single CD I own, which is legit.
It is. That is the legitimate purpose. He has found the one legitimate purpose.
That's right. So, good for you.
Good for you.
We really don't care, because we're a bunch of pirates over here.
On the afternoon note, before I forget.
What?
There is, the last week's episode is up.
Oh, is it?
On the site.
On theafternow.com.
At theafternow.com. And also, lots of new artwork.
Oh, really?
I sent a whole whack to No Deal to put up.
And he put it up. So
it's all there.
Oh, yeah. No Deal, you second.
So, lots to look at, lots
very, very
to listen
cool.
to. Continue on.
Hey, Sean. This is from Melican. Hey, Sean. I'm currently listening to episode 31 where you talk about your trip to my home state, Oregon. You mentioned the Tillamook Cheese Factory, which is a very scary place. And even if it's, yes, it's kind of scary. I agree. It's a shame you didn't see the Blim Hangar, i.e. the Tillamook Air Museum, which has, like, everything in there, like bombs and guns and stuff. I figured you would have mentioned if you had seen it. The Blim Hangar is a really cool stuff. Hangars stuffed with aircraft, naturally, ranging from World War II planes to F-16s. The inventory is always shifting, so every visit holds new information. Anyway, you were talking about Oregon being in a constant trance-like state, which is true. If you hang out on the Oregon coast, it's like Sting and Enigma playing in constant rotation. As I walk in fields of the moon, like, ah! You know, all these geriatric people lawn bowling in slow motion. I'm like, oh my God! Balls do not work that way in the real world! I don't know! As I walk in fields, I'm going to get me some day aside, and I'm going to put it on headphones, and I'm going to warp out of existence. I swear to God, if there's not a nuke pointed at Oregon, there should be one. You were talking about Oregon being a constant trance. Like I say, yes, Oregon is the place where really, really nice and peaceful.
It is. It's very nice.
Unfortunately, most people here are insane. No kidding. I'm driving along, and there's like no kidding. It's like desert, wasteland, swamp. If you can imagine swamp, wasteland, okay, along the coast. And then there's a gun store the size of a Walmart in the middle of this swamp. And I'm like,
swamp.
Well, it's like beach and weird grassy stuff.
Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like weird.
It's awesome, like huge dunes.
Yeah, and you're like, and then there's like Uber Gun Mart. And I'm like, holy snot. Anyway, if you ever come down to Oregon again, look me up and I can pretend to be cooler than I really am. Oh, this is the guy who I named the server for Zool.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right, so, Wog, your show Rocksores, Drew Rocksores, I'm all amazing.
Thank you for naming Zool.
Thank you, Melican. From Barcode. Now, this is cool.
Yes,
I don't know if,
very cool.
I don't know if you know this one, but this is very, very cool.
I got a copy
cool.
of it. Yes, this is awesome.
Barcode, this Tuesday I was at Zeromancer Bile TKK Pigface Show in New York City. I was wearing my KMFMS t-shirt, which is like a Linux t-shirt done with by the same guy who did the artwork for Kim
Brute.
Basically, it's a picture of Brute in the usual KMFDM style of the Linux penguin beating the crap out of Bill Gates. So I got up to the bar, and this big guy starts poking at me. Not angry, but just looking at my shirt, which is good, because it's bad when big guys poke at you in a bar, and you're angry, and you're
very,
wearing
a
nerd t-shirt. Anyway, he's speaking in German. This does also not bode well.
No.
Das war ein Reich, ein Volk. Oh, no.
I poke you.
You like it. Bandova. But I started to explain. A couple of his friends are doing the same, but they speak English. So through my usual story about kill motherfucking Depeche Mode, or kill motherfucking Microsoft, but I'm kind of getting pissed at all these people are touching me, which is weird when you're at a show, right?
Yeah.
A friend of mine notices the look on my face and points out to me that the big German guy poking me in the chest is, in fact, an Esch, founding member of KMFDM. Well, this changed my opinion of the attention quite a bit. He seemed to like the shirt, and so I thought, what better opportunity? NS is now the proud owner of a Rant Radio sticker.
Rant Radio sticker's doing good all over there.
So, like, I don't know what he's going to do with that, if he'll just slap it on his case, but that'd be pretty tight.
Hey, it's good.
I mean, even if he...
Maybe he'll tune in.
Even if he slaps it on a wall. I'm sure that he won't tune in, but, you know.
Probably not.
Probably not.
I am too busy.
He'd be like, I like him. Use samples in next. If Kmart Jam ever used me in one of their songs, I would probably shit my pants and die. Anyway.
That would be the end of it, yeah.
Now, as...
You're immortalized in KMFDM.
Yes, I have to go home and shoot myself. Pardon me.
Because I can't do any better.
Yes, I've done the greatest things possible, is now to join James Dean and Marilyn Monroe. Wax. Now... In case you haven't noticed, we're at war.
What?
Yeah, it's true.
Is that what that show is on TV?
Yeah, that's
it was pretty interesting.
I know,
had a lot of action and explosions.
It's a reality TV show, but it in actual fact is a war.
Next on Fox, War.
Now, I've been trying to avoid the whole war thing, but I'm going to give you my views on the war thing. All right? I do not like war. Generally, war is unpopular. Okay, a lot of people die. It's really crappy.
It's not very fun.
You can get a lot of stuff for cheap afterwards, you know, when they bomb places. But in honesty, it's really crappy because innocent people die.
Yep.
This is upsetting. When innocent
people
die...
It's like a guarantee.
Yeah, it's not cool. And, however, I support troops, okay? When people go, well, Sean, you mean you support troops? No, I support soldiers. Soldiers do a job. Okay, their job happens to be blowing people away. That's their job, okay? And they're very important to have. However, I do not support what the government officials are doing with the soldiers. I think that this is probably could have been done other ways. You mean to tell me you can't have a hit squad going and take out Saddam Hussein when you can have a bomb turn corners in an office building? I have a problem with that. There is a tactical way to do this. Okay, I'm sure you could, like, set it up, a meeting between Bush and Saddam, and you could shoot him in the face or something.
Yeah, you grow a mustache, you're undercover.
You know, or whatever. You know, I'm sure for the right amount of money, you could have this guy's head on a stick.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, versus... You know, this huge war thing.
Versus $1 million per missile.
Now,
right?
I'm not going to get into the politics of this. So, do I support the troops? Yes, I do. Because there are men and women doing a job. Do I support the order to send them over there? Well, there's pros and cons. I'm not going to get into that. But I think it's a little scary. And I think that war is a broadsword that should be used only when it's that kind of situation. And in today's day and age, I can't imagine a conflict that can't be avoided with the proper employment of Special Forces troops. And you have the technology and the snipers and the equipment to do it, so why not just surgically look after this and deal with it? Yes, the guy needs to be taken out. I don't think they're doing it the right way, but that's just me. Now, that's my views on the war. Now, the thing that pisses me off more than anything else are protesters. I have been giving lots of protesters links, people protesting the war. We're protesting the war. Well, your protest isn't doing a damn thing. Okay, you're not solving nothing. What are you doing? We don't like war. Well, you like it a hell of a lot more than the people getting bombed do, I promise you that. Everybody knows nobody wants a war. Everybody knows. So you marching around handing out pamphlets and doing... It's SFA, baby. You ain't doing crap. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
You would do more good to end the war if you wrote encouraging letters to the troops who are on the ground getting being forced to kill people. You know what I mean? Or volunteer for the Red Cross. Or something like that. Versus marching around, pissing everybody off, blocking traffic, and screaming about the war. Alright? So,
because what alternatives are they giving?
What's that? Yeah, no
besides
kidding.
No war.
And to be honest with you, there is a point for war.
More like, diplomacy.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, the reason why we are over there is not the reason why we're... The reason that George Bush says we're going over there... It's not the reason why we're over there. Of course it's a war about oil. But I'll take it because Saddam Hussein's an asshole anyway.
That's
you know what
right.
I mean? Like, there's a whole lot of other people need to get waxed too. You know what I mean? So, it doesn't really matter why the house got painted as long as the house gets painted. You know what I mean? Whether you got to graffiti the house or whether you don't like the color, it doesn't make a difference as long as the house gets painted. Saddam Hussein needs to be out because he's a psychopath and a dictator and just generally a fuck.
But you don't need to send tens of thousands of people over there to do it.
No, seriously. Like, I'm sure they could tactically take this guy. Well, we don't know because he's got all these doubles and blah, blah, blah.
Take out the doubles.
You know, well.
That's what they're there for.
Oh, there's eight guys here and they all look like Saddam.
Bang, bang, bang.
What do we do? Oh, no, man.
I don't know.
I don't want to shoot any innocents.
I saw this in a Star Trek episode once.
Oh, God. Hang on. And one of them can tell the truth and the other one can always lie. No, that's not it. And you got to talk to one guy, but there's eight of them, so four of them can tell the truth.
Quick, split them up first.
Split them all up. Yeah, what we'll do is,
bring the first two in.
Are you Saddam Hussein? Yes. Bang.
Well, that pretty
bring,
much.
Bring in the next guy. I just want to be sure. Hey, are you really Saddam Hussein? Yes. Bang. Oh, okay. I think we might have got him. Bring in the third.
Well,
you know,
one, seriously. One was either lying and one's telling the truth or they're both lying.
Yeah, I don't know. And either way, I mean, if he'd have said no, I would have let him go. You know. No, I'm not Saddam Hussein. Okay, only Saddam Hussein with the night wax. But anyway, Nixter sent me some interesting stuff on protestwarrior.com. And these are people who crash war protests, which I think is very funny.
Yeah.
So there's protestwarrior.com with a couple of posters about it, and I guess it's kind of interesting.
And the protesters can't say anything because they're all for free speech, right? So they're
all for free speech.
Well, so I guess you can be here too.
Because, like, we hate protesters. I think that's great. That's
it's
awesome.
Funny. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very funny. Also, No Deal is a member of a website called artpolitik.org.
Which is just awesome.
I hadn't visited it until recently.
It is so such good art.
Yeah. I've got a link here for No Deal stuff. And, wow.
Artpolitik.org, I believe.
Yeah, there's a link. And there's a link here for No Deal's profile. In case you're wondering who built the Afternow site or whatever, did you post that?
Yeah, I'm posting it as we go.
And it's an awesome, awesome website. Like, they have some very cool stuff. No Deal is a very, very talented guy. And I'm sure that if he keeps it up, man, he's going to still get himself a job inside the industry. And it's cool when guys can do that kind of degree of work. Like, I looked at some of his stuff, and I'm like, wow, that's really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when these digital images are, like, evoking emotions and stuff about, like, gambling addictions and stuff like that. He's got some really cool stuff on there.
Lots of good themes in there.
Oh, my God.
Like, they pick a theme and go with it.
He's got an anti-Scientology one on there. He's got a bunch of stuff like that. Very, very cool. And he listed me in his profile as an inspiration.
That's pretty good.
Which I was like, oh, man, that's so nice. Because I actually don't think of what I do here as any huge, monstrous talent. You know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of something that I do.
He just has the guts to get on the microphone and...
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's a crazy, you know, furry gay guy down in the States who does it, so it can't be that hard.
Doing the same thing.
So, come on, that's all it is. Just get out there.
So, a million people doing it.
In the general news, how about an execution van? Hey, there's a good idea.
That's a fun one.
It's too much effort to actually go and have people, you know, be put to trial. So, how about you have an execution van? These are vans which are set up in which country? Trying to get there. It is a, I believe it's either China or Japan.
I think it's China.
Is it China?
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for the page to load up, and of course we killed it because I tried to go there. There we go. The introduction of mobile execution vans, which in China condemn prisoners are put to death by lethal injection, has been hailed by Chinese media as a more humane method of dispatch as opposed to taking them to a giant meat grinder. Last Thursday afternoon, two farmers from the Yunnan province convicted of heroin trafficking benefited from the latest advance in China's judicial system. Earlier that morning, Yunnan's legal authorities had held a work conference in the death panel, which approved the use of 18 specially converted vans to be distributed among the province's 17 intermediate courts. Ah.
Isn't this like Judge Dredd?
Yeah, only...
Style?
Well, before they take them out and just shoot them in the street.
Versus, that's too visible.
No. Now we'll stuff you in a van in a dark box and stick a needle in you and you die. Personally, I'd rather check out with the lights on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You could maybe run away or do something. I don't know.
Normal execution method by China is a bullet by firing squad to the back of the head. By firing squad? How many guys are going to shoot me in the back of the head, dude? You only got, your head's only so big. Yeah.
I didn't think they would care about a firing squad over there.
Yeah, like...
That's usually to protect one person, like, they don't know who shot, and...
Yeah, it's just like,
there,
like seriously, like, wow, well, I shot him. Wax. Yeah. I mean, that's what they did in Russia for years, eh? One guy walk outside, gun in the back of the head, hammer. He'd, like, get up in the morning, shoot people, back of the head.
It's quick, it's cheap,
have
right?
Coffee.
Don't have to employ seven people.
Have coffee, shoot more people in the back of the head, go home, see his wife and kids.
Yep.
Like,
this is clean. Yep.
Yeah, that's, ooh, huh. Kyle23 sent me another link about this really, really interesting technology that makes a T3 pipe look like a dial-up connection.
Yeah, this is DVDs in 5 seconds.
Wow.
Nice,
we need some of that. That's what we need. Yes, yes, we do. Why is this in general? Oh, I guess that should be in general news. I don't know why that's there, but I was just like,
It crawled over.
It crawled over. And it's apparently bacteria. Now, this is just too disturbing to be real, but apparently bacteria can talk.
Okay.
And they're a lot more intelligent than we think they are.
What are they saying?
Well, they're able... Bonnie Bassett discovered a secret about microbes that the science world has missed for centuries. The bugs talk to each other, and plotting against us, the notion that microbes have anything to say each other is surprisingly new. For more than a century, bacteria cells were regarded as single-minded opportunists. But now they're finding out that... they, like, can talk and make alliances and conspire against other bacteria and... That's a little bit scary. That's a little bit scary altogether. So check out that
link. It must be like in cryptozoology.
I'm like, this is one of those things that makes you want to go, oh, God, oh, I'm scrubbing myself.
All over.
There. I can feel them on my
like
body.
I bet you like watching those shows on TV where they zoom right in on the bugs in your house and the ones in your eyelashes.
Oh, that's so
the
sick.
The ones that crawl in your bed and eat your dead skin.
It's like parasites. Parasites freak me out. I'm okay with a bug like sitting on my skin and dying out. That's cool.
But inside?
Don't live inside my body. I hate that. That just pisses me off.
I'm only in there. Nobody's feeding off of me.
No, that sucks, man. I know that they're there.
I'm not symbiotic.
I know they're there, but...
You just don't like thinking about it.
Yeah, it pisses me off. Anyway.
It pisses you off.
Like, if I had a tapeworm, seriously, I'd go after that sucker
reach
with
reach right inside and pull
I'd go after him with an X-Acto knife and a pair of pliers. I swear to God. I'd be like, oh, punk, there goes that segment. Punk, there goes that segment. Piece of shit. Anyway, on that cheery note, on to the halftime music. South Boss Samurai was talking to me, and he's after a CD, and I'm trying to figure out a place where we can get this. Called a band called Evanescence. Now, I haven't heard much of their stuff, but he was telling me about it and suggested for the halftime music, so we're going to play it.
They're, like, super popular in Kazaa, so I don't think it would be that hard to find a CD by them.
Well, the album, their first album is called Origin, and that's the one he's after.
Okay, downloaded it in about 1 minute, the whole thing, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, that's cool. So, anyway, we got some of them for the halftime music. What else do we have?
We have got Alien Binary requested Ministry, What About Us?
Cool.
And a request from Sean himself, Insane Clown Posse.
That's right.
Another love song.
Another love song by ICP, OBE. So stay tuned, and we will be back right after this. A shadow's just from where the gray I know is this storm. The gravity awakes me as it grows. Dreaming, the goddess of imaginary love.
got carried away in the moment, and I could forgive you. I could do that. I could do anything if I wanted. I can't do
in time, because that song terminates like wax. Back on the air. That song just cracks me up every time I hear it. It's, I don't know why, but for some reason that song is funny as hell.
Oh, but, yeah, that one's...
You know, I could go back to school and get my diploma, but I'd rather bang your head until you fall into a coma.
How like, can you get
how
better
can you,
than
you
that?
Know, people really? Actually take those guys really seriously. You know what I mean?
Like, well, seriously, as I'm putting on clown makeup, you mean seriously? They're so hard.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they have fans that are juggalos. This is a really funny thing, is that some guys, I think it was in either Esquire or another magazine. I can't remember which magazine it is, y'all forgive me, but there was a magazine that ran a parody story about Insane Clown Posse. They interviewed them, and then they made fun of them and called them idiots.
Oh, yeah.
In the interview, in the magazine.
Not good.
And then one of the editors of the magazine, like the guy who wrote the article, was driving down the street. A van pulled up. A bunch of clowns jumped out of the van, hospitalized the guy, beat the living dog shit out of him, and then drove off. And they're like, ah, down with the clowns, and all this kind of stuff. Now, I hope that one day I have that kind of clout, where I can have giant maniac clowns calling themselves walks, only I'll have power armor.
Because
you know it's coming.
Oh,
the
first
people get power armor, like painting up the power armor with WOG logos and radio and stuff, and they'll be faking Sim going, guys, you know, that was all entertainment value. And I'll be like, no, man, go hard!
It's all real.
It's all good. Take the shot! I don't know. I'm on top of the building. Take the shot! There's a lot in this. Take the shot! Anyway, so that's just kind of me. Speaking of taking the shot, you know what I did all the weekend? I work like a 26-hour shift.
Yeah, 26-hour marathon every weekend.
Every weekend with Sean.
Except it's not as fun.
So I had to figure out a way because I'm trapped in this little room, and that's where I record my Tales from the Aftermath. I bring my computer down.
The dark room.
At a construction site because it's a really great provide.
Oh, it would be, yeah.
Yeah, so now after I record the Aftermath episodes, which basically eats about 6 hours, which you think, well, if the show's only an hour long, Sean, well, you can't. I can't do a whole...
Sean, live, on the fly,
no
break.
Yeah, on the fly, live, go.
No stopping.
It's a lot different from the show.
Your magic.
Yeah, well, I guess so. Anyway, so I picked up this CD, like one of those game pack CDs. You're gonna get like 4 games in a box for $10 because they're all old.
Oh yeah, yeah. But
anyway,
still good games, right?
Well, I picked up this game and I looked at it. And I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. It's called Deus Ex, DEUSEX. It was game of the year 2000.
Yeah.
Now I realized it was actually just a preview game, not the real thing. But it had 5 missions. It took me like 20 hours to do 5 missions.
Dang. You got your money's worth.
It's all like, it's this, you play an agent for an organization in a cyberpunk world where there's like a disease killing everyone and you've got the cure, and it's not up my alley at all.
No, not even
a little bit. I was like cracking out after being awake and eating, you know, pizza pops and drinking coffee on a construction site, playing Deus Ex after 20 hours. I was like ready to go home, get an aluminum briefcase. I am weird after 26 hours of being awake, okay? Especially 26 hours straight of Deus Ex. I was like, whoa. But if you get a chance to pick that up, because it's an old game, play it. It's tight. Really, really tight. Anyway, on to the news. Illuminati news. Everything is under control. Holy conspiracy theory. Now, I'm not usually one for conspiracy theories, but Persistent Object sent me this. And I was like, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
It's that bad, eh?
Greetings, Sean. I was trolling around the net on Saturday night pondering about your reference to Russian cosmonauts lost on the moon mission on the last show, which I found out...
It was a brief mention you did of that.
Yes. Apparently, I was told that I had not checked on that. Apparently, I was in error there, but never mind. Excellent interview, by the way. Yeah, that was a very cool interview. Since some Russian site I happened to see this very interesting, after a bit more searching, I found a more associated information. Now I'm convinced, welcome to the early days of World War III. I asked you to read these links. Oh, my God, he's asking me for sex.
What is he asking for, Sean?
I asked that you read these links and make your own mind about what's going on in Iraq. I have come up with my own conclusion. I know you can segue this better than I will, but I'll try to do my best. 70 years ago, on February 27th, marked the 70th anniversary of the rise of Hitler and the Nazis. There were some frightening parallels between then and now. Terrorism, an economy that's in a tank, and a moron running the show. Get the picture. Here's the link. Check it out. While this is a great history lesson, what does this have to do with today? A lot. It appears that American neoconservative fucks conceived the idea of the war in Iraq back in 1990 as a start of a building for the New World Order based on American values. The mastermind behind this idea is Vice President Dick Cheney. All right. Woo. And here's the thing that's a mainstream news line where it's talk about asking Cheney to resign because he's lying to the public. If that hasn't scared you enough, here's my last link. Not much to say other than read it, which is from the Information Clearinghouse. It's very, very scary. Check that out. I don't know about you, but I'm scared shitless. Oh, yeah. The Russian moon mission couldn't have happened. The Russians didn't have rocket engine bugs worked out to do it. Oops. I guess I'm wrong. Sorry about that.
It happens sometimes.
Yeah, no kidding. So that was very, very cool. Some scary stuff going on there. Thanks very much. Texas textbooks. How about this one?
Texans and their textbooks.
You betcha. This link basically tells how Texas wants to regulate and control textbooks used in their school. They also want the right to edit them as they see fit, to fit more into their view of how the world should be. Here's a couple of quotes from the link. One target has been global warming, which the groups represent as a speculative theory. What? Another is the phrase fossil fuels, because to talk about fossil fuels is to talk about fossils. And to talk about fossils means the Earth is millions of years ago, which contradicts the Bible timelines and supports biological evolution.
Of the 10,000-year timeline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are an idiot. There were theories being presented as fact, huh? Said Terry Leo, the newest conservative member of the state's education board. And both Bradley and Leo criticized the book called... both Bradley and Leo criticized a book called Rainforest Algebra, saying the book was filled with pictures of recipes, women's suffrage, biology, and mentions of the Vietnam War. There wasn't anything about math in the first 100 pages. Well, goddamn, we wouldn't want to expand that theory or anything. We don't want to show practical application for math, because then I might have learned math. You know, if I had a math teacher that explained to me, you know how I would teach math to kids? I bet you I could teach math to kids. I know how to do it. I'd be like, okay, kids, today we're going to learn about guns. Because you could put so much math and physics.
Oh, everywhere. Yes. Physics, math,
all of this. Seriously, I'm not for a math problem. Okay, you've got 13 rounds of ammunition. You need to expend 2 rounds of ammunition every 15 minutes, okay, firing at multiple targets. How far do your bullets have to travel versus ratio of drop? La, 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 la. Man.
Oh, yeah. They've learned that.
The school board.
Want more.
The school board, like, you give me all the Counter-Strike kids that nobody else wants to teach, and I'd be like, right, when you're done this test, if you get above this mark, you get to go in the Counter-Strike bin. All right. You know what I mean? And then they'd be, like, playing games, going, oh, man, I don't know, this rendering isn't working properly. I mean, his rate of fire is all off. And you have no follow shot. Like, where's the follow shot? And we have no idea about the crosswind vector in this game. And, you know, it'd be great. Anyway, Bradley also attacked the passage that said, industries contribute to environmental damage. That's an opinion, he said.
Uh-huh.
When I think of the petrochemical industry, they're simply responsible for Pasadena, Deer Park, Texas City. They provide jobs and pay mortgages. The textbook portrayed this as a statement of fact. Yeah, so that would be Texas, moving right along.
Yeah, we know about that.
Surveillance Nation, and a project aimed at alleviating driver's frustration. What? The University of Massachusetts Transportation Center, located at near Amherst, installed 8 shoe-sized digital surveillance cameras along the road leading to the bridge. 6 are mounted on utility poles on the roofs of local businesses. Made by Axis Communications in Sweden, they were connected to dial-up modems to transmit images of the roadway before them to a web page, which commuters can check for congestion before tackling the road. According to Dan Delasky, the system of technical manager running the entire webcam system powered phone, internet fossils cost $600 a month for 6 cameras.
It's pretty cheap.
I don't know, man, for 6 cameras.
Well, you could set up. Well,
$600 a month?
You got to think about the bandwidth costs.
Yeah, I guess. The other cameras in College Bridge behind the other 2 cameras in the College Bridge project are a little less routine. Built by computer recognition systems in Workheim, England, their high-quality lenses and fast shutter speeds, 1/10,000th of a second, are designed to photograph every car and truck that passes by. Located 8 kilometers apart in the ends of the zone, maximum traffic congestion, 2 cameras send vehicle images and task computers, which use special character recognition software to decipher vehicles' license plates.
Mm-hmm.
The license data goes to the server of the company's U.S. office in Cambridge, MA, about 130 kilometers away. As each license plate passes the second camera, the server ascertains the time difference between the 2 readings. Uh-huh.
What could be done with that?
The average travel durations of all successfully matched vehicles defines the likely travel time for crossing the bridge at any given moment. And the information is posted on the Traffic Watch webpage.
You could also do automatic speeding tickets, too.
You could do automatic speeding tickets. Yeah, you could. Damn, I didn't even thought of that. It could cost them.
And
not only that, but you could use that to verify that, oh, well, really? You know, well, you weren't at that protest at the university. Well, the bridge says you were.
Yeah, you're heading there.
Yeah, sorry. And you didn't come back for 4 hours. So what were you doing there, sir?
And your boss says you weren't at work.
And your boss says you called in sick. So you lied. You're out of a job and you're going to jail. Oh, yes.
Have some of that.
You like that? Have some more of that. Anyway, how about you hide some data, video, and more different ideas inside of music files?
Mm-hmm.
Suncom Technologies, one of several companies developing anti-CD copying products, has licensed a new technique that can hide data, voice, software, or any identifying watermark inside of music files.
Wow.
The company said Thursday is working with Stealth Media Labs to create a kind of super watermark that can be embedded inside of music files, which companies contend can survive if the song is digitally compressed. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
And re-recorded through analog connection, even if the song is recorded off the radio.
what will we do?
Oh, no. So this song was copyrighted? Damn.
I'm sure they're coming for me.
I'm sure that everyone using Kazaa doesn't realize it's pirate. Suncom realized that the watermark like technology originally licensed to the intent of helping bolster copy protection can also carry other data, such as liner notes or pictures. The company is focused on copy protection uses, which will also work with record labels, but may be interested in embedding other information. And Soul Trance was the one who sent me this link, and he says, who's to say people won't figure out how to hide viruses inside of them?
Or other important information.
Yeah, like viruses.
Yeah.
So the companies take a bunch of this music, put it on Kazaa with viruses in there. You download and play the song, and your computer crashes.
If you have
a shitty
player.
Or it emails the company and says you pirated the song.
Yeah, it would be doing that.
And then the company could take action against you. Yeah. Ha-ha. Yeah, you want to follow that.
Yep.
How about the Driver's License Privacy Act of Florida? This is a good one. Under the new state law, the DMV has right to sell... Oh, no, sorry, that's a different one. Driver's License Privacy Act. Check this out. Under new law, Department of Motor Vehicles has the right to sell and distribute your personal information on file.
Sell it.
Yes. In the United States. However, the law also requires the Department of Motor Vehicles give individuals the opportunity to block their information from being sold. I went to the DMV website and noticed my info was not blocked, so it took me 20 seconds to block it on their website. Here is the way to do it in Florida. Check it out. And who will still have access to my personal information? Certain persons, organizations, business, government agents will still have access to personal information. The following are examples who have access to your records, even if you block them. Auto manufacturers conducting a recall parts of service. Oh, sure. Government agencies or private investigators with proper credentials.
Okay.
Oh, okay. And a reasonable cause. Because I want to know if your car was stolen. A legitimate business verifying information for employment purposes.
Well, that's pretty easy then.
Companies compiling statistical data or conducting surveys.
Who do you care about then?
Insurance agencies, towing companies, companies like bus lines that made information about their commercial drivers, a person or agency that you've given written permission or access to the information.
Those are the people I don't want having access.
Yeah.
Those are everybody else is blocked. Oh,
Murray's blocked. Murray can't get it.
Murray, you can't access it. Everyone else can.
That's retarded. Yeah. And more on media censorship. Possible anti-war speakers are blacklisted at the Oscars, in case there was any there. The backlash against prominent stars opposing an attack on Iraq has impacted this year's Oscars, with organizers drawing up a blacklist of people who will not be allowed to perform to air anti-war views. Meryl Streep, Sean Penn, Vanessa Redgrave, George Clooney, Dustin Hoffman, Spike Lee are among those who will not be speaking, amid fears they could be turned the ceremony into an anti-war rally. In a move denounced as by some as return to McCarthyism, just by some? No shit. Star presenters have been ordered to stick with scripts while winners, who the producers have no control over, could find their acceptance speeches cut if they say anything more than a brief thank you.
Which happened.
Thank you. Oh, they already aired this, didn't they? This link's a little...
And it actually happened.
What happened?
Guess who won for documentary?
Oh, that would be Michael Moore.
And guess what he said? And who got cut off?
Thanks a lot, cut.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did he get anything out?
Yeah, if you listen carefully, he did get his whole speech out. But they brought in the music halfway through and slowly cranked it up, and he got escorted off stage for just saying he's opposed to the war.
Wow, that's really brutal.
Half the people in the audience clapped, half the people booed.
Yeah.
he was escorted off stage.
Of course, the war sucks.
Yeah.
But, I mean, don't take it out on the troops, okay? That's the wrong people to target.
Mm-hmm.
When the soldiers come home, you want to be there and say, you know what, it's shitty you had to go kill people, but I'm glad you did it.
Yes.
You know. Anyway. Officially, executives say that politics is a turnoff for the show's television audience. Fuck off. But in the wake of public backlash against actors such as Martin Sheen of The West Wing, who have voiced opposition to the war, producers don't want to upset advertisers. Who have paid more than $50 million for adverts. In previous years, high-profile presenters have grabbed the spotlight to promote their political issues. Richard Gere urged China to end its occupation of Tibet, and Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins appealed for HIV-positive Haitians to be allowed in the United States.
Those bastards.
Yes. But war? No. Can't say anything bad about war. After all, it's a multi-billion-dollar industry.
Don't put them on stage if you don't want them to talk.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
they should make me host of the Oscars. Could you believe that? And another winner. It's Tom Cruise. Oh, yeah.
Let me take a minute to talk about Tom Cruise.
You know, Tom, I'm really happy that you won this award, but I bet you can't say 10 words on this stage without bringing up your stupid cult that you belong to, can you? That little UFO thing.
Okay, go. 10, 9, 8.
Here we go. Can you do it? Can you do it? Here's Mission Impossible for you, Tom. Say something without saying Scientology. Come on. One more time. Come on. I swear to God. Listen, I tell you what, John Tom, you know what I've done, buddy? I tell you what. I've got Jet Li back here, and I fed him some BZ compound and some green tea, and he thinks that he's like in Vietnam right now. Okay?
He's been watching Tom Cruise movies all day.
All day, okay? And every time...
Toothpick died open.
And every time that you come on the screen, I've been hitting him with a big bat, okay? And this guy is so mad right now. He's so mad he's chewed off his own hands, all right, to get out of the restraints. Now, I'm going to let him out on this stage if you so much as even breathe one word about Scientology. I swear to God. Speaking of cults, on the cult watch, the Raelians. You remember the Raelians?
Oh, our friends, the Raelians.
Mr. I clone babies, I don't clone babies.
But we will not prove it.
The Raelians can now make babies in Babytron machines. I'm not even making that name up. They're called Babytron machines.
This is so good.
A la Matrix. His Holiness, Rael. His Holiness, Rael. That's what he's calling us.
Holiness now.
You know, maybe I should start a cult and become like this holy spiritual father.
Declare yourself
internet.
Holy.
Yeah, I'll be like. I'm the Cyber Christ. I invented server.
Yes.
There you go.
It's been done. It is documented.
No, we're not following that any further because last time I made
excited.
A joke.
It went. You're looking at the heads, right?
Yeah, you're looking at
sometimes
the heads.
He goes
He's a great man. He goes a bit far sometimes. No.
No.
I'm not. I don't want to call based on server. Thanks for asking. My phone just beeped. New voicemail.
Danger. That spells danger.
I'm just gonna turn off my phone now. His Holiness Rael, founder and spiritual leader of the Raelian movement, who has just asked Dr. Bridget Boissier, who's in charge of Clonaid, who's a clone herself and probably actually should wash her hair.
Oh, God.
What?
I found some bad pictures of her.
Did you?
Oh, gosh. Just nasty in the Yahoo archives. Just nasty.
Nasty, nasty.
She doesn't need to make herself up for Halloween.
That baby needs to go check herself into a spa. Yeah. Anyway, spas were made for a reason. She's one of those reasons. Who's in charge of it? She needs to go to the Wog Spa for some political re-education and some treatment. Who's in charge? Anyway, there's Bridget Boissier, who's in charge of the cloning project, who has announced the birth of the first 5 clone babies, none of which
not one, 5.
5. To create a new company involved with development of artificial wombs. His Holiness Rael, who's also Bridget Boissier's spiritual guide, so she's really sorted out, has set up a team that built cloning machines, which is currently exposed in the Museum of London, which has asked her to set up a team in which are launching a product called, I'm not kidding, Surrogate. Not Clonaid, but this is Surrogate.
Surrogate.
Whose main goal will be to create an artificial woman we call the Babytron.
I love that name.
Okay, whoever you got from 1985 who got fired from the Max Headroom series, doing your public relations needs to be fired again. This artificial womb will allow parents to wish to have a child through cloning, no longer worry about the need to have a surrogate mother. The Babytron, holy fuck, will enable the growth of a child, clone or not, from its conception to birth.
Right the way through.
So you're not from a Batrine, you're from Babytron, which is actually kind of cool if it was real, but it's not real, so forget it.
I bet they'd be copyrighted, too.
Oh, yeah. It's completely...
You're from Babytron.
If that was
Bam.
True, I would have a Babytron in my house. My wife would never know about it, and I would genetically... I would back grow...
Your Wog Army.
No, I'd back grow the next Sean. I'd have, like, some hard-ass Sean Kay guy who can actually stick to all the precepts that I would make up, who'd be like the Uber Sean.
Yeah.
He'd be Uber Duber Sean. Learn this. Read these books. He'd be listening to Jello Biafra while he's in the room. Anyway... Entirely, yes. Babytron will enable growth of a child, cloning it after its conception to birth, and in this entirely in a machine that will provide fetus with all the nutritional elements and the stimuli required for its development, other than say love and stuff.
Tastes like runny eggs.
Yeah. Then the machine will also allow the growth of complex new animals. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Then the machine will also allow the growth of completely new animals. Completely new animals. Never mind babies.
Just animals.
I'm going to cross me a pit bull and a frog.
Yeah.
There you go. That's what I want. I want pit frogs.
How much do these Babytrons cost?
I want a pit frog. I want
Are they
a pit
on eBay
frog.
Yet?
Yeah, give me one of these things. And growth of entirely synthetic human beings. such as that the ones that were once recreated by the Elohim when they created the first humans. So, I could crossbreed animals.
Yep. Just throw them in the vat, mix it up.
And pit bulls and frogs
could be just like in the movie The Fly, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Except it takes longer.
What I want is, all these brothers got to do now is teleportation and time travel, and I'll join, you know?
I mean, they got a lot to offer.
You know, what if they're going to lie and say they're building
free love, and now Babytron?
Babytron, free love, cloning. Where's the lightsaber, asshole?
Yeah,
all we need is one lightsaber. That's all we want is, build a lightsaber.
I join falsely just to get the lightsaber.
Yeah. Rael.
Can I see the lightsaber
Rael,
yet?
Rael, you're so holy. You're so holy, Rael. Yes, free love, your holiness. Where's the fucking lightsaber?
Point me to the
holy
room.
And here is the first prototype sacred lightsaber.
One.
Take the shot.
How does it turn on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Who's got the shit now, baby? In 20 minutes, this thing's going to be going to Loft Technologies. In 35 minutes, I'm going to have blueprints for this bitch all over the web. And then the logs are going to be coming in. I bet some car alarms are going off now. Anyway, sorry. I just got a little excited, right? Okay, going with that, after I stole the lightsaber from Real, I jump on my concept motorbike from Dodge. Now, I've seen some sweet-ass concept motorbikes.
Oh, yeah.
This is a fat piece of kit. This is the Wagmobile. If they put this on the market, I am buying it.
Yeah.
I don't care. It is the coolest looking bike I've ever seen in my life. It is almost cooler than the bike from
Akira.
Yes, almost cooler.
Well, I'll have to see this.
Yes. Detroit Auto Show has seen a lot of concept cars, but a four-wheeled motorcycle powered by a 500-horsepower V10 engine.
This one.
May turn out to be more than a concept.
That doesn't cost too much. $250,000.
So whatever, you can steal one.
60 miles an hour in 2.5 seconds.
0 to 60 in 2.5, and look at that bastard.
And it goes 300 miles an hour.
Woo!
Yeah. Wow.
Strap yourself down. When this thing hits 88 miles an hour, you're going to see some serious shit.
Does it have a seatbelt?
Seatbelt on the bike. Give me a break. And more kit. Where do you keep your DNA, Jimmy? In a jar on my nightstand. If walking around with your DNA inside each of the 100 million cells in your body just is not enough, now you can place your DNA in a nifty tin case for safekeeping on your desk at work or on a mantle at home.
It's fun. It's neat.
For $30, a British company called Catgy, pronounced Catchy, will send you a DNA kit that allows you to swab from your cheek and swipe it onto a card that will catch and steal your DNA forever, the company's president said. Mm-hmm. What better way to make a statement about your individual?
I bet you have to send them back to the company before they make it into a jar for you.
Yeah.
This is in where, did you say?
This is in England. Where where they have no rights. Yes, you too can keep it, and so will we.
A little bit.
Because we have that DNA database.
We got to keep it on record in case your jar breaks.
Yeah, and you don't know who you are anymore.
Yes.
So in case you need to copyright yourself.
Welcome back to The Gap, Mr. Smith. Did you enjoy your jeans?
Minority Report. Got my war button. Got my alien lightsaber. got my car alarm. Anyway, from the I Shake Planets, we got a guy saying, I've never heard from I Shake Planets before.
I Shake Planets?
That's his name, I Shake Planets.
That's a cool name.
It is a cool name. He sent me this thing, and this is going in the kit corner. Hey, Sean, I've got an alternative source for the first WAG Star Cruisers. This is interesting. At the end of the Second World War, there was a group of 40 late-model German U-boats that went unaccounted for. 40 of them.
Oh, yeah.
Also, a significant number of aerospace engineers were missing when Russia and the U.S. snapped up into the super weapon scientists. There are always rumors of the fact of the Odessa, the organization that was formed by the remnants of the Nazi government, finished the planned underground Antarctic bases that were first started in 1938 by the German South Pole Expedition. Okay, I didn't know about any of this, but apparently this is all legit.
Wow.
The Nazis tried some shit. They were heavy into this kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I know that there are a lot of stories circulating about Nazis using UFOs and the Hollow Earth sound pretty nutty. The Germans supposedly had an equivalent cache of spacecraft like Roswell in the 30s. And they yanked a functional engine out of the wreckage.
Wow.
Back to the submarine part of the story. Anyway, there was a flurry of U-boat activity in the South American Atlantic documented in the late 50s. and even alleged to be going on today. The Nazis supposedly shipped their flying saucer technology aboard U-boats to the South Pole. It sounds pretty out there, but they found some of the U-boats.
It sounds like the thing.
Yeah. Fucking with the Sean much? Anyway,
wow.
I say that we get a bunch of wogs with power armor and shovels, storm the continent. Just thought you might be interested. Yeah, I'm set it up. No problem. Let me get on my bike. I'll be there in 20 minutes.
Send Sean the ticket.
Yeah, there we go. CNN will be there now. Hey, who are you? I'm Sean Kennedy. Who are you?
I'm Dan Rather.
Hey, Dan.
Great. Glad you're here.
You know, Dan, you know what's funny? You're in the South Pole and so am I, but I know your name. Somebody's not doing their job for you. Huh? What do you know? How did I know you'd be here, Dan? Huh? By freaking you out?
Just a little bit.
Where was it? Blah, 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 blah. Just thought you might want to be interested, be sure to check out something called Operation High Point. Certainly raises some questions if there's something serious enough down there to leave the United States undefended while a big chunk of the fleet just hung around Antarctica for no reason. And here's a whole jimmy whack of links about it.
Get ready for the flood of links.
Wham! Oh, you like that? Have some of that.
Have some links.
Very, very cool. Also, for people who live in Canada, from Angelica, who's crazy. She sent... Oh, what?
What's going on?
Oh, there we go. Everyone in Canada thinks, oh man, we can't get any good guns in Canada. No, monsieur, you are wrong. You can get all the good guns you want from Wolverine Supplies. Check this out, they got all the groovy, groovy stuff down there. Yes. You know what is really interesting, though, and I'm sure that there's a lot of gun monies out there, but does anybody have a way to buy silencers on the web? Because what I want to do is I want to get a Heckler & Koch USP 45, one of the tactical models that has silencer threads on it, and I want to get a silencer for it.
Yeah.
So, theoretically, how would we do that? So if you've got an idea how to do that, email me at theman@rantradio.com. That'd be very, very cool. Now moving on to media review. We got two films.
Two films which
were reviewed, one by somebody else, one by me.
Okay.
First one is by Ronan Kaisisal. Kaisisal, sorry. Gun store! I think you need to make a priority to see the new movie Dreamcatcher as soon as possible. The fucking movie rocks. It's full of graves, spec ops, and wogs. Kicking alien ass. I jumped up after the movie shouting, "Wog!" Not only that, but there's an awesome animatrix short in the beginning of the film, which is kind of neat.
Yeah, I've seen a couple episodes of that.
Nice.
Animatrix?
Animatrix.
Is it based on the Matrix?
It's pre-Matrix.
Really?
And it shows the progression from normal time to the first
really?
Matrix.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Would I dig
stuff.
It?
God.
I'd still dig it.
The first episode, amazing. Second episode, kind of weird. Kind of falls off. First episode.
But check it out.
Wow. Yeah, it's coming out on DVD.
Oh, tight. Okay, I'll check that out. Also, this is a film you can't see yet. I acquired it. Actually, somebody acquired it and then gave it to me.
Uh-huh.
And the film is called Equilibrium. You are not to discuss Equilibrium. You are to acquire the movie and watch it. It is the greatest film ever made. So say is Sean. It's actually very, very cool. The one thing I will tell you about the... Well, I won't even tell you about the movie. But what are you doing? You're at the... Oh, what are you doing? You
pasting
cheater.
It. I'm pasting
you
it.
You cheater.
I've seen an ad for that before.
Oh, yeah. I'll give you one piece of information which isn't... have anything... Well, it has something to do with the movie, but not really.
Okay.
There's a word. The word is tetragrammaton.
Yeah.
If you know this before you watch the movie changes incredibly.
Should people know?
Yes, they should.
Okay.
For sure. They don't say it in the movie.
Okay.
The word tetragrammaton is an old ceremonial magic term. It comes from a Latin translation for a name of God.
Okay.
So you just need to know that the word tetragrammaton is another name for God.
Okay, and that helps for the movie.
Well, no, it opens up a whole bunch of gateways. So
okay.
You need to know that. But, yeah, check that movie out. Very, very, very cool.
Nice.
Also, found a very, very, very cool site, which I will warn you is graphic. They have a lot of graphic photos because there's no censorship on the site, called Information Clearinghouse. I don't know if you've ever been there, but they list all the news that is forgotten by CNN and Fox and all the other one. Information Clearinghouse, there's the link for it. Go check that out. So, super, duper cool. And I got no digital baptisms, but if you don't like your online name and you'd like a new online name, I have a bunch of them that I hand out in a section of the show called Digital Baptism. You can call in, and I will, in fact, name you.
Send it to theman@rantradio.com.
You betcha. Not info@rantradio.com.
Because I don't name people.
That's
Sean
right.
Sean does.
Special shouts out tonight to Soul Trance, to Erica, to everybody who's been sending me links and stuff. It helps me out so much. Thank you so much. I love that. It's really, really cool. Going through the IRC tonight, people who stuck around. Oh, God, there's 103 of them. Okay.
They all
No, there's some. There's Punk of Evil, Shade, Shovel. Oh, no, he's a bot. Smoking Out Here, Snake, Xandit, Pyro, Alien, Binary, Elmode, Alan on Zero, Alpha 736, Angelica, CZ91, which is type of gun. Angry Monkey, Path 3, Barcode, Beef in 1911, Binary, Gnostic, Blung, Central Spike, Child, Communist, Can, Copper Top, Kai 23, Kronos, Gansy Monkey, Dusted Away, Delusion, Dr. Zodiac, Drinking Monkey, Groupie, Dual, Doomster, Noshi, Infesting, Venus, Paws, G.I. Jill, Gorka, G.I. Jill, who's actually really cute.
Quite.
Yeah, Gorka, HK, Sean's Ambition, Judging Eagle, K16, Kaluvian, pardon me, Casey Saul, Kello, Kexler, Kinley Boy, Lentium, Lento, Lizard King, Lorax, Lord Sorrow, good name, Malthusian Ripper, Nefit, Mick J Photoshop, Music God, ICQ100, Neuralized Noise, Paladin, Passive Eugenics, Persistent Object, Pop Doodle, Psycho, Quiff, Gratfucker, Rasputin, Ricky Rocket, Rogue 3, Rose, Rumbling, Giant, Sapphire, SG, Listing of Work, Sideslide, Sir Dark Chavitters, SKGM44, Dinosaur, Snicker, that's a good name, Southpaw Samurai, my brother, Spudley, Starbaby, Statsifil, Doubt Cheese, The Bug, Templar Knight, Transistor, Trotsky's Ghost, Turmoil, Turtle, Gone, Tweaked, Trans, Vampire This Morning, Wi-Fi Girl, Wild Card, Bot, WS Ninja, World War One, Russian Paratrooper, Zenobia, Zero Sum, Zootroy, Soul Trance, D-Day Speeches, Lieutenant Major Zombie, and Alter Ego. So there we go. Very, very, very crazy. And the Photoshops are starting to show up already. Mick J just did one.
If you have a Photoshop, private message me. Don't put it in the main thing. Well, you can put it in the main thing, but private message me, or I don't see it. I don't put it up.
That's some very ugly women. If you don't get it, that's actually my face and your face.
We're ugly.
I am a bad...
so bad.
I'm actually a better looking woman than you are. At least I got bigger tits. That's just so
those
bad.
That's just wrong. That's just wrong,
My eyes are burning. Anyway, so where are we? Back to the show format here. If you want to help out the show, you can get two people hooked on the show, and therefore we will get over 150 people in the IRC, and I don't have to read it out every night. So it'll be very, very
cool. And we get more and more and more and more people all the time, so we need bandwidth.
And all the bandwidth you can muster. If you've got access to high-speed bandwidth, please let us know.
info@rantradio.com.
And we will be sure to rate that bandwidth for all we can.
Mm-hmm.
Sim is one who needs that. And we are growing. We are getting bigger.
Yes.
Maybe one day you too will be able to have actual media you like on the air, which would be really, really cool. Which is one of the reasons why I would like to try to get a job in the industry, because it'd be kind of cool to actually be paid to do this. So then I could do this full time.
And if you could do exactly what you're doing right now, yes.
Well, even if they said that you couldn't say certain things,
yeah.
It'd be kind of fun to push the envelope a little bit.
Which DJ's always trying to, right?
Yeah, you know, like, I'd be good at that stuff.
Oh, yeah. You know how to get around it.
You can't talk about the war. Okay, I'm going to talk about survivors. You know, like, it'd be fun. You know?
You'd be like, give me a list of things I can't say.
Yeah, give me all the stuff I can't say.
I need
say.
A list.
And it'd be updated daily.
Because, well, Sean, we listened to the show last night, and we got a new list for you.
Yeah, exactly, because I play role-playing games. Anyone who's ever played role-playing games knows all about a term called rule raping.
Yeah.
Where you can find the loopholes and exploit whatever you can. Not to mention, I could put that list on a website and people can help me.
That's right. My new list. Please help me.
Please help me find things I can say that won't screw it up. And if you want to be on Rant Radio, we still need program. We still take ideas for suggestions. So if you want to be like me and just show up and say, hey, give me a show. We'd be into that. Be very, very cool.
Yep.
And don't go away. Coming up after the show is the latest episode of Tales from the Afternoon.
Number 11.
Where you can tune in and listen to it live. So remember, that's it for tonight's show. Do you got anything to add, Sip?
No, you covered it all.
Perfect. So always remember, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, weren't never there. Where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it. So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. I'm gonna go get some more.